This is going to be a little bit shorter show than normal. And of course, Chris, one of our co-hosts, is out of town. She's on vacation in Puerto Rico. She's having a lesbian affair with Kim Beaver, I hear. And I think it's a three-way also involving Big Fatty, which I don't really understand that. But Chris did say she was bisexual, right? So maybe she just likes the old men.
You never know.
Anyway, let's introduce our panel for tonight.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Having a lesbian affair with Kim Beaver, I hear.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1891 of the BFO for Thursday, the 23rd of April 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're going to catch up on Ax Big Fatty questions, and can you hear that? Can you? Yes, Big Fatty, it's not blasted this week. Hello, junk fooders. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're junk fooders. You are junk fooders today, and y'all, I know that that makes some of you go, Big Fatty, you were junk fooders today because y'all went to the Vons. Y'all, I got to tell you this. On hump day in the coal mine, y'all, Big Fatty did not get to take a lunch break, nor did he have any lunch. Y'all had a little bit of popcorn, but that's it. Y'all, I was famished. I was just famished. Anyway, y'all, this does not bode well, but y'all, since I didn't get to have anything for my lunch, y'all, I left the coal mine about 30 minutes early, and I went over and I saw Miss Kitty. I went to see Miss Kitty because y'all, today, Thursday, y'all, the electric company is coming to pick up the old Frigidaire, Big Fatty, from the Fat Cave, and y'all, once it's gone, I am completely and totally out of the Fat Cave. Big Fatty, there's a tear in my eye. Oh, a tear in my eye. Well, yeah, I know, and there's certainly a tear in Squeaky Gentleman Caller's eye. I went in to let the folks in to get the stove and the dresser and y'all, they've already started work in there, and y'all, they had put down protective paper on the wood floors, and y'all, they had begun scraping. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about the scraper, the scraping the walls, and also they could go in there and do the painting, and y'all, they were Johnny on the spot. It's almost like they were like, get the hell out, Big Fatty. Yeah, that's probably what they were saying. But y'all went by and saw Miss Kitty because he had a key. He had a key to the Fat Cave. That was the emergency key to the Fat Cave. So I had to go by and pick it up so I could turn it in later today. And then let's see, what else was I did I need? Oh, and y'all, after I went by and visited with him and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, y'all, I went to the Vons East. Yes, Big Fatty! Can you hear that? Can you? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it, we hear it, yes! Oh, y'all, it's a long one this week. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. I just decided I needed to stock the larder, as that guru nudie in Tampa would say. I had to get a couple of cans, y'all. My niece is having a celebration of exiting the birth canal next week, so I had to get her a birthday cat. And y'all, then I had to get my other niece a gravitation can. And y'all, they had the coupon. They had the coupon, buy one can and get one for free. So y'all, I got that. Y'all, they had the big bags of the salted roasted peanuts on sale. Buy one, get one free, or two for $4 or something. Well, Big Fatty, look at the receipt. It was two for $4. Yes. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, I'm going to keep one here at the Fat Cave, and I'll take one into the coal mine. Y'all, they had the Garden Solid on sale, so I got a couple of bags of that. Y'all, I got me some bananas. Big Fatty, you need bananas because you've had the restless leg syndrome. You need your iodine. Not iodine. What is it? It's in the bananas. It's potassium. Yes, Big Fatty. What else did I get? Y'all, I got me some ground beef and some mushrooms. Y'all think I'm going to make me Italian Mussolini spaghetti? Y'all, they had the boneless chicken bazooms on sale for half, buy one, get one free. Y'all, they had Oreos on sale. And y'all, I got those because, you know, I'm going to be over at the Horror Hotel next week. And y'all, that's just a nice little pick-me-up whenever I have a little bit too much gin. Yes? Big Fatty, just what you need, more sugar after you drink all that gin. Well, anyway, I got the birthday cake flavor and the lemon. Y'all, they were 2 for $5. Y'all, since I hadn't had any lunch, y'all, I went by the deli and I got they had the chicken tenders that from the deli on sale, so I got me a pound of those. They had the Fritos cone chips, buy one get one free. So y'all, I only got one. Of those, I thought I'd take them over the Horror Hotel also. Y'all, I got the Bayfren was on sale, 2 for $10. Y'all, they had the Kraft cheddar cheese on sale. And Big Fatty, you're about to run out of time. That's an awful long list. It is a long list, so yeah, we'll just run out of music, but that's okay. Anyway, y'all, then they had a whole grain breaded chicken tenders in the freezer section. Is the Von's East brand, the premium brand. So y'all, I thought I'd try those. Y'all, I got me a half gallon of the rainbow sherbet. Big Fatty, all you did was buy junk food. It was kind of, but y'all, that's what happens when you go to the store hungry. You say, never go to the store hungry. But y'all, I spent, let's see, what did I spend? I spent $75.25, but I saved $31.13. And y'all, unfortunately, I did not look old today. Poor Brick Potter.
Brick Potter, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Brick Potter?
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, we're going to just do the rest of the show. It's just going to be Ask Big Fatty questions because y'all, you know, we've still got questions from Nosy Susan. But y'all, what you don't know? What you don't know is that we've got questions from Gus Chad and from my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future. So we're just going to get right to it and go with our first question from Nosy Susan. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, Nosy Susan. Big Fatty, you're not prepared. Where is Nosy Susan? Big Fatty. Oh, here it is. She says... why are Mom and Dad the hats? Now, first of all, Nosy Susan, this is an excellent question. One I have answered before. Like I said, it's an excellent question. They are the hats because my father will oftentimes walk around. Y'all, first of all, when he takes his hat off, he looks like Albert Einstein, his hair does. So it's like a Medusa. It's like the Gray Medusa. Big Fatty, the Gray Medusa sounds like a wine. Gray Medusa, yes. Oftentimes he walks around in the wintertime with an orange stocking cap on. So y'all, they're just kind of hatty. You know, it's just they talk crazy. Big Fatty, kind of like you, they talk crazy, and they're just, you know, they're not hip. They're hat. Big Fatty.
Hi,
right, y'all, I'm just going to change it up a little bit here. Y'all, we're going to ask, see what one of Gus Chad's questions is. He says, not sure if this is an Axe Big Fatty, but it can be. And Gus Chad, first of all, Gus Chad, thank you so much for sending in a question. It's been forever, a month of Sundays since we've heard from you, even though we got that lovely Easter kid from you. Gus Chad says, who is the Spambassador and the patron saint of the BFO? First of all, Gus Chad, excellent questions. Just excellent questions. The Spambassador of the BFO is the Laughing Buddha. That's Mark. He's up there in the St. Paul, Minnesota, and he does the Scooter Diaries, and he's the Spambassador because there was a question that came in, if I remember correctly, there was a question that came in asking about... spam, there was the topic of spam came up, and evidently spam, I don't know if it's made up there in the Minneapolis St. Paul area, but it's big up there if it's not made up there. So he is the self-appointed Spambassador of the BFO. Big Fatty, all things spam, except for my mail. Yes, Big Fatty. And the patron saint of the BFO is Mr. Tim Kumal, and he does the he used to do the little show Tim Call an Ambulance, but now he does the Tim Kumal show, and they talk about politics and crazy shit and everything. Big Fatty, you're redundant. Politics and crazy shit, it's the same thing. It's true. anyway, Mr. Tim Kumal, he helped Big Fatty get the BFO set up, because y'all, when the Little Fatty Cast came to an end, Big Fatty wanted to do a little show, but y'all didn't have any idea how to do it. Now, y'all, I had to be taken by the hand and walk through how this all happened. And he helped me and was very patient with me, and that is why he is known as the patron saint of the BFO. Big Fatty, that is lovely. I hope Gus Chad found those lovely also. Gus Chad is lovely, yes. Straight Bob, my straight boyfriend, down there in the future, he says, dear Big Fatty, I was one of the lucky few listeners to actually visit the Fat Cave. I'm glad I did and look forward to visiting the Fat Villa in the future. That being said, do reckon the logistics of the Fat Villa are any better than the Fat Cave as far as getting gentlemen callers over? XO Bob. First of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much for the question. It's lovely. Big Fatty, it's always lovely when you hear from your straight boyfriend, it's true. And as far as the gentleman callers, and first of all, excellent question here. This is an excellent question. I think the logistics of gentlemen callers coming to the Fat Villa will be much easier because I'm in a single family residence rather than a Fat Cave apartment building, so it's much more private. Even if you have nosy neighbors, they're in a different house across the street. Big Fatty, you're the nosy neighbor looking at that hot man across the street. It's true. I keep looking over there. But I think it will be easier. We've just got to get a few in the rotation. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about you rotating with gentlemen callers. Yes, Straight Bob, I think it will be lovely to have you come and stay here in the Fat Villa. I think you'll find it very different than the Fat Cave. Straight Bob on the little show Was it yesterday? Big Fatty, we don't know. Tuesday show. Straight Bob suggests Lazy Susan might want to friend up Poodle on the face space. Anyone else who doesn't realize Poodle is on the space face? Big Fatty. And anyone else who doesn't realize Poodle. Yes, Big Fatty, I am on the face space. However, I do not get over there as much as I would like, but it would be lovely. It would just be lovely for Lazy Susan to come over and follow me over on, and it's Poodle McNoodle. Yes, Big Fatty. All right, let's go back and get another Lazy Susan. Big Fatty Nosy Susan. Okay. Nosy Susan says, why are you moving from cave to villa? Do you now have yard work to do? Well, Susan, this is an excellent actually, it's true. These are excellent questions. I'm moving because the fat cave was actually part of the coal mine. And Big Fatty is going to be retiring. Big Fatty, is that Vader clapping in the background? It probably is. Anyway, I am going to be retiring June 30th, 2018, if they don't piss me off before that. Big Fatty, better off than not. Not necessarily. Anyway, I was going to have to move in the next 3 years, so I just started looking, and the Fat Villa just kind of worked out, and y'all, it's just perfect. It is just perfect. And the second part of the question is, do you have yard work to do now? Well, it's true that in the Fat Cave there's no yard work in a cave, but the villa does have a very small front yard and a very small backyard, and then bushes along the side, but the lawn care service that the old folks that used to live here I have made arrangements for him to come and take care of the fat villa about every two to 3 weeks. So yes, there is yard work to do, but no, I'm not going to do it. Be ready. Y'all, we got another question here from Gus Chad, and Big Fatty, it's lovely. Gus Chad has just jumped right back in. It's true. Gus Chad says, how did Straight Bob find the BFO? Now, you know, this is an excellent question, and I'm not sure I know the answer to this. I probably do know the answer, but I don't recall the answer. I know that Straight Bob is originally from Boston. And he and Brian from Boston have met up down there in the Australia. But I think Straight Bob was listening to the show before he met Brian. But I don't know. I'm pretty sure that's true. But I'm not sure I know how Straight Bob happened upon the BFO, but Big Fatty, we really, it's a lovely question, but we're just glad that he did. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I want to give you one last update. Y'all, on Tuesday, I put a little note on the coal mine bulletin, electronic bulletin board, saying moving boxes used once for sale, $1 each, or the whole lot of 24 for $20. And, you know, I didn't think. Y'all, I had three different people want to buy my moving boxes. So I'm going to sell that. And, y'all, I'm going to try to sell a box of bubble wrap that I didn't use. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Tristan. From over there at the Weekly Rewind. And Tristan, what is your favorite part of the BFO, huh?
Having a lesbian affair with Kim Beaver, I hear.
Big Fatty, I've been discovered. Kim Beaver and I are lovers.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.